Learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kufchav Hayim and Aleph, we're going back a drop to the bottom of Daf Kufchav Dal and Amid Beis. The Gemara has a discussion about a Cheres Ketana. The Gemara says, Om Rav Nachan Om Shmuel, Cheres Ketana Mutal Taltal B'chatzir. You're allowed to be Metaltal a Cheres Ketana, a small shard of earthenware. Aval B'Karmel is Loi, but you cannot be Metaltal a Cheres Ketana in a Karmelis. Why? Because in a Chatzir you could use it. You could use it to cover Kalim. A shank in a karmelis is no kalim. You can't use it. So mamela doesn't have it, loses its shame kli. Now the Rishonim read ice that, of course, the fact that something could cover kalim is not enough to make it a kli. Like the Gemara says, on daf mem heyam and aleph, when God is shagged and after, the Gemara says it's mutter to carry because hoel v'chazach suy beimana, ela me'ata kot tzarish v'chatzim adaltum, hoel v'chazach suy beimana. So Gemara says only if it has a Torah's kli, like if it's a candle, even though you can't use it as a candle, and you won't use it for anything else because it's mias, but you could use the ksui of a kelim, but it has a Torah's kli because it's a candle. So Mela, chazuk ksui of a mana gives it a din tiltul. Mashenkin, if it doesn't have a Torah's kli, that doesn't give it a din kli. But the chayres ktana, any shard of earthenware was once a kli. Earthenware is not a naturally occurring thing. It's something that people made. They had made it into a kli. So even though now it broke, but since it could still be used, it's chazin l'mein malacha, so it's still a kli. And everyone agrees by nishu be'erev Shabbos that it will be a kli. You have no problem with neilat. But it has to be roi for something. So if nachum b'shmuel, then a karmelis is not roi for anything. And if nachum the day omar, I feel the karmelis, because it is roi for something. But since you sit around the karmelis, it's roi l'chasis by reik. But a Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah, you don't sit around, it's roi for nothing. And Rava said that even in Rosh Hashanah, and there was a story that Rava Shabbos was using a cheres to clean his shoes, and the Rabbanim was saying, what do you mean, it's Shabbos, can't use the cheres, and Rava told them, no, Rosh Hashanah was doing the right thing, because the chatzir, it's a kli, because it's chazir v'lemana, ha'u nami, ha'chanami chazir l'didi. So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim. What did Rava mean? Achanami chazal didi. Simply, you could learn that Rava holds the fact that you could clean off shoes is enough of a tashmish, and that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says, and that's what it says in the Meiri. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that enachinami, the fact that you could clean off the shoe, is not enough of a reason to make it a shame kli. And Rashi says because it's loy shchiach. But the reason why it's mutter is because it's a shame kli b'chatzer. It has a shame kli b'chatzer, so memela, it's a kli. So it's yisaydis the gemachlekes, Rav Nachman on Shmuel, and Rav Nachman with Rava. Rav Nachman holds that as long as he can't use it in the place that it is, it loses its shame kli. But Rava holds that no, even though in the place where it is betzim, it doesn't have enough ishtamshis to be a kli, but since it could be a kli b'chatzer, so that's a kli. So now wherever it is, it's a kli. But this is all according to Rashi's pshat, because according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri's pshat, that the chazi l'chaneach by is what makes it a kli. So Rava would agree, and it has to be chazi where it is b'shus harabim. So now we'll come out in afkamina l'halacha l'chayra. If you have shivrei kli in b'shus harabim, which are not chazi for anything b'shus harabim, but they're perfectly chazi l'chsui v'imana u'kadayma in a chatzir. According to Rashi, Lamaskanas HaGemara, that's mutter, we pass him like Rava. But according to the Rishonim Ben Chananel and the Meiri, it would be Aser. Now in this chat, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Chasiv Zayin, it's from the Torah, Chatichas Cheresh Nizhu B'chol, Mekli, V'roya L'chasis B'kli, Mutter L'taltla, Afil Makam Shein Kehle Mitzuyim Shama Chasei Simba. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's royal l'kaneach ba. That's what makes it a kli. No, royal l'chaz b'mana makes it a kli, and it's a kli even in a place where you don't have kelim. Now the shaila is, why didn't Rashi learn that the kinuach alone makes it a kli? So the emphasis you have the Gemara in Kuf Chafeim and Aleph by Shirei Pruzimuyos, where you have Shirei remnants of a talus. So it says, Asal Taltum Shabbos, you can't use them. Why? Because they're not ready for anything. And Abayi says, we're talking about, it's Amem Gimel al Gimel, it's not Gimel al Gimel, it's Spice, because it's Lechazi Leila Amim Vele La Ashivim. So the Rashi brings a raivid here. Then why don't you say it's chazal lekinuach? You have a very small thing, less than 3 by 3 at spice. You can still wipe something up with it. So the Ravid says, we're talking about a talis shel mitzvah. We're talking about a talis that's used for shul. So you'll never use it as a shmata to wipe things up with it. That's why, that's a tashmish shel bezayin. That's why, otherwise, a regular garment, the Ravid says, even if it's not gimel gimel mitzvah, it's chazal lekinuach. So the Ravid holds a chazal lekinuach is enough to keep the shame kli alive. But the Rashba says no. And that's the Pashas HaBoiskim. The Shulchan Aruch brings that day of the Rashba, of the Ravid, I mean, as a Yeshayimrim. But the Stimus HaRambam and others, and the Rashba also holds this way, is no, Kinuach is not enough to make it a shame kli. Not enough of a Tashmish Chashiv to make it a shame kli. So if you learn Kinuach is not enough of a Tashmish Chashiv to make it a shame kli, so Kol Shekein by Cheres, that wouldn't be enough. You wouldn't be able to learn like the Rach and the Meiri, that Kinuach makes it a shame kli, if you hold not like the Ravid, if you hold that by Shuri Buzmiyais, that by the cloth, the Kinuach is not enough to make it a shame kli. See, even if you hold like the Ravid there, you could still hold like Rashi here, because Rashi says it's B'shusaram, it's not so Shriach the Kinuach either, as opposed to a garment in a house, even less than Gimel or Gimel, it might be more Shriach the Kinuach. But if you hold Kinuach alone is not enough, so that's klar, you're going to have to learn like Rashi in the Ritvam, that it's not the Kinuach that's making it a shame kli, it's the fact that it could be a kli b'chatzer. I saw the Chazanish also Mamish makes this Ha'ara. And if Kinuach is not good enough, so then you have to come on to the Svara that it's a kli b'chatzer. Now the Chazanish has Ha'ara, interesting, the Svasemis Mamish has an identical, two Ha'aras he has on the Sugya, both the Chazanish and the Svasemis identical Ha'aras. First one, I think this is a big Chiddush, and they both clear to say that even though it's a kli and you can move it, but maybe it's like a kli shemalachta le'isr. Because since the shtamshus of the kli is because it's chazi l'chsiyeh be'mana, and you can't be mechasa mana without doing an isr. You have to bring it from the Rishus HaRabim to the chatzir. So it's not roi to do anything mutter on Shabbos. In order to do a kisa keli, you have to do an isr on Shabbos to do it. So that might make it a you'll be allowed to move it. That's why the shamish would be allowed to move it to clean off the mud, because that's the tzarech gufay. But you wouldn't be allowed to move it mechamel letzel. Both of them clear such a zach, and they're not sure. To me, I think it's a bit chiddush, because the ikat tashmish of the kli, which is kisa kalim, is not aser. In this circumstance, it's aser. It's in the rishus haram, so you can't be mechasa the kli because you happen not to have a kli yet to be mechasa unless you bring it inside. Lachar, I wouldn't think that should be a kli shemalach to l'iser. But that's what these gedolim klai to say. And the second hara is, the Gemara brings a brisa about shiva kael, the megufa, shenichlis ahivish rea mutal atalto b'shamis, and it says, imzark b'ashba aser, and the Gemara says, we're going to speak about it soon, imzarkim b'yoyim la'ashba z'aser. If you have shiva kaelim, even though they're chazalei melachtam, if you throw them away in the garbage, it's aser. So tainet the chazainish and the sasemis, then when you throw it out into the street, that's like throwing it into the garbage. You don't have to throw it into an ashba. If you throw it away, meaning in those days, sometimes you just throw the garbage into the street. So that also would have a din of zarakal ashba. So if the cheres broke mibayid yayim and was thrown into the ashba mibayid yayim, so it wouldn't be aser. And the Mishmur already says that, like the Chazanish points out. The Bi'alacha and Simin Shinches, Sif Vav, the Maskal Ashba, he says clearly, throwing it into the street has a din of Zarek L'Ashba. So the Sfasem Mishdal Zuchan HaShayla, so why would it be Mutter? Maybe it was thrown away before Shabbos. How do you know it wasn't thrown away? Maybe it was thrown away before Shabbos and it'll be Aser. So the Sfasem says, well, maybe you could tell that it wasn't thrown into the Ashba B'Kavana. You could tell like it broke in the Rishus HaRabim. It wasn't thrown away into the Rishus HaRabim. Or maybe by a Suffolk it's also Mutter. As I claim this Vasem is tut stadim. And a Bi'alach happens to talk about that also, right? The Gemara says when you have a broken keli thrown into the ashba, it's aser. So what if it's thrown by yayin? So what if you come to the ashba and you find a shard of a keli which is royal malacha, and you don't know, was it thrown la ashba mi bayin and it's aser? Or was it thrown la ashba on Shabbos and it's mutter. So Rabbi Kivega clears the shayla already. Rabbi Kivega says maybe you have a chazaka, like a cheska saguf, that it was done the last possible time. So it was done on Shabbos, so it'll be mutter. But he's not sure if he could be saymich on it. So the Bialacha says, that's when you find something in the Ashpa. But what if you find something in the Shisarabim? So like the Bialacha, then you have a svek sveka. First of all, maybe he wasn't thrown into the Shisarabim Bechlal. Maybe it happened to break here. Maybe he wasn't thrown out Bechlal. And Imtim Slayim was thrown out. Maybe it was thrown out on Shabbos. So you have a svek sveka. So in that case, was Zichavi Mutter. When it was thrown into the Ashpa, you just have a Safik, it was thrown me by Yom on Shabbos. You have a Shafik, it was saymich on Chazakam. And Kveg has a suffix about it. But when you find in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have a svek sveka. Maybe it wasn't thrown out. Imtim Salim was thrown out, maybe it's thrown out on Shabbos. Assuming we're talking about like a guy in Shasini, we could be thrown out by a guy. So that's mutter, and he says, I have a raif in the Gemara. How did Rav Shamash use the cheres? Maybe it was thrown out me by Yom. Teretz says, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's a chamutter. I say, that's how he's answering the Svasem Mrs. Kasha. And the Svasemis is a guy that's in brackets from his son-in-law, the Mendina Rav. So he writes, he thinks Safik is Mutter, because Safik der Rabbanu Lekula. And Rabbi Kvega there, on the Shulchan Aruch, declares about Davah Sheish Lematirim. You can't say Safik der Rabbanu Lekula by Muksa, because it's Davah Sheish Lematirim. It's actually Gemara and Beich of Dalam and Beis. So he says, but the Tzlach there, what's the Yisayit from the Tzlach from the Neid of Yehuda? He says, the Gemara is saying that Lagabi eating Muksa. If you have fruit, you don't know if they were picked from the tree today in the muksa, or they were picked yesterday in the mutter. So you're not allowed to eat them. Why? It's a davar sheish lematir. But the Tzlach says, in regard to tiltal muksa, using muksa, you don't say davar sheish lematir, because the fruit you can only eat once. Sacha techlene v'isser, techlene v'heter. Why be saying the chansafi that manu lekul, it's a davar sheish lematir, you can get out of the safi by eating it later. Now sheikin using muksa, I could use it both times. Using it now does not preclude me from using it later. So the usage now is a limitirim. I could use it later. But either way, I could use it later. But if you're letting me use it, I could use it also now. And that's a limitirim. By eating it, I have a choice. Either now or later. Eat it now, it's a suffix. Suffix darabanan. I could eat it later, it won't be a suffix. That's a davishesh limitirim. But using it, since using it later, it does not stop me from using it now. It's a question of both or only later. That will be called Davash Ein Lamatirim. That's why, in this case, it will be Mutter. Now let's go later. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings the Brice about Shiva Kalim, about Magufas Chavis, Im Zarka La Ashpa Asr. If you throw it in the garbage, it's Asr. Like we spoke, we're going to speak about it more by Riches now. Maskalar Apop Elmat Zarkli Leglima Chanamida Asr. Throwing in the garbage is usr, so if you throw a garment into the garbage, it's going to be usr. Vadanat. So what's the pshat? Alam rapapam zarek mubayyayim lash basud. Right? It means, if you threw it in the garbage, mubayyayim. And Taisa says, telagabi a glima, even bayyayim, it doesn't become usr. But the Gemara is medamet to the glima lagabi Shabbos. But lagabi bayyayim, then there's a chilek. If it's a glim, if it's a beg, it's shalim. If it's a regular kli, then it doesn't become asr by throwing it to the ashpa. But if it's a shever kli, so then it becomes asr. And the shayla is, what exactly is the chilek if you throw the shever kelim to the ashpa before Shabbos or on Shabbos? What's the chilek? And also, what's interesting is, by glim it is taka no chilek, even before Shabbos it's mutter. So what's the raya from glima? What's the pshat? I have a raya from glima that if I throw it on Shabbos, it'll be mutter. But if I throw it before Shabbos, and even though by glima it's mutter, but by shivei kelim, it's going to be aser. So why is it a raya? So the Malay Rayim says that the Yisayda Dover is a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Muksa has to be before Shabbos. If it wasn't muksa before Shabbos, doesn't become muksa on Shabbos. If you throw it the ashpa before Shabbos, you made a muksa before Shabbos. It's muksa mei nishmashes. Now, shaking, you throw the ashpa on Shabbos, ain't muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Mustak is shver, I saw in the Chazer Yecheskel, he's very bothered with. So what do you want from glima? If that's the chilek, it has nothing to do with glima. Glima, even before Shabbos, you can't make it ice kli. How could that prove to you this klal of ain't muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, a pella? Now the Chazayin Yecheskel learns up in the Chedushim and Chasam around also like the Mulei Arayim, but I don't think that's what he means. The Chazayin Yecheskel says his own pshat, but I don't think that's what the Chedushim and Chasam around means. All he says is, "Im zargem begayim la'ashpa aser pirish av mechashech leibot lemitayrus kli." The kevah chuchu mixes Shabbos chuchu lechol Shabbos. He doesn't say muksa lechatzis Shabbos. He says leibot lemitayrus kli. The kevah the chuchu mixes Shabbos chuchu lechol Shabbos. See, I think anyway, it can't be avoid the muksa lechatzis Shabbos. Like we said a few times, ladaiti the din that something has to have a shame kli has nothing to do with muksa. A muksa lechatzis Shabbos the din in aksa. If you're not max the daitim with tchila Shabbos, who's muchan then, so it doesn't become ice muchan on Shabbos. But that's when the issue is aksa sadas. Here the issue is because it doesn't have a shame kli. And that, even if it's this battle, the shame kli on Shabbos, the mice, if it doesn't have a shame kli, it doesn't have a shame kli. There's no dinavei muksal chatzi Shabbos. But I think the word is like this. Taka, what's the chilik if you throw it to the ashba on Shabbos or not? Right? Like the Ran says, the Lashon came in the huchul and mixed the Shabbos, huchul and chol Shabbos. The Ritva HaChadashim says, "Le'mahani le'zrika le'tzir miteres kli. Kol shehuchli b'vein ha'shmashis, agav imei, su le'mahani le'zrika le'tzir miteres kli." I mean, you find the Gemara had a havimina, that anything that was a kli b'vein ha'shmashis, even though it broke, it's muchan agav avim ibeidyon. The Gemara in the beginning of the parak had this havimina, the Gemara here on Kuchav Dalon HaMidveis. The pshat is that the stannis doesn't change on Shabbos. I mean, sometimes it does, but it's slower to change on Shabbos. Lav dafka, the stannis changes. We don't reckon with the stannis change on Shabbos. Hazrika la'ashma makes it ice kli. But it's not the etzim ice kli. You made it ice kli. If you made it ice kli before Shabbos, it's ice kli. If you made it ice kli on Shabbos, that's what it means. It's ready. Huchul the mix of Shabbos. You can't change the stannis if it's already Shabbos. You can't make it from kli to ice kli al yidei zvika la'ashba if it's already Shabbos. So what does the Gemara want from glima? Glima, the zvika la'ashba b'chol doesn't work. So I think like this. If zvika la'ashba will behechrich make it ice kli, zvika la'ashba is a hechrich. It's impossible for something in the ashba to be a kli. So then you can't say it doesn't change on Shabbos. It changed. It's behechrich. You have to reckon with it. Zok your papa, no. But obviously it's not behechrich, because then it worked by a glima also. Elamai, the zvika la'ashba doesn't necessarily make it ice kli. It's a svara, by shivri kelim would make it ice kli, but see if the fact is anyway only a shivri keli, it's only hanging on to the shame keli because it's ice amein malacha. So you throw la'ashba, maybe that's enough to move out to the shame kli. But not the pshat, the zvika la'ashba has to move out to the shame kli, because then it would be by a glima also. So once the zvika la'ashba is not behechrich move out to the shame kli, the Gemara held in Svara that wouldn't happen on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's much harder to change the Shem Kli. It already has a Shem Kli. It's much harder to change the status. So Mele Zvika L'Ashba wouldn't work on Shabbos. That's how I understand the Sugya, and I think the Chedushim Chatziran means that too. Now, there's another interesting duch rate in the next Sugya. The Gemara says that Shmuel said, "Krumishal machtzolis mutal talta m'Shabbos." If a mat falls apart, the ladder will be matalta the krumiyos. And Rava said, Baram Duri explained to him that the machzel is gufal ha'chazach suyibim afra, ha'chanam ha'chazach suyibay tinaifis. Since the machzel is used for covering afra, and this is also me'ein malacha rishayna, it's chazach suyibay tinaifis. So Taisa shtalzach up on the shayla. We don't need me'ein malacha rishayna. We just need me'ein malacha. So why does he have to say it's me'ein malacha rishayna? Taisa l'raf for the milsa. And ha'chanam, you don't really need it. L'raf for the milsa. Aber l'maisa, even if it's not doing main malacha rishayna, it's just doing main malacha, that also would be enough that it shouldn't be muksa. And as I stated in the chedushim and chasl maran, and as I smash from the shulchan aruch, he doesn't make a deal that it has to be main malacha rishayna as long as it's useful. But the chedushim arashba and also the ritva and itvis michadash, they say in this case you need main malacha rishayna. But there is a machlokes a little bit the arashba and the ritva also. And that Teretz is a big yisayin, which the Chayyim don't pass like, the Paiskim don't bring it, a big yisayin. That when we have the din of Sheva Keli, and the din is that we pass in as long as it's eisen mein malacha, you could do something with it, even if it's not mein malachtan, it's mutter to be the talto. But what if the derech is to throw it out? What if the derech is to throw it out? Nobody keeps it around for this mein malacha. See, the Shiva Arevi, the Shiva Schuchis, people keep it around in order to do the mein malacha. But what if you have something which no one keeps around? The derech is to throw it to the ashba. Hazak the Rashba, then it depends. The Rashba Dvar saying, then it makes a difference if it's Me'ein Malacha or Me'ein Malacha Rishayna. Or Me'ein Malachton. If the derech is not to throw it out, Me'ein Malacha is good enough. But if the derech is to throw it out, then you need Me'ein Malacha Rishayna. Now the Rashba says that you need another thing also. You need that it should break on Shabbos. So Kundais by the Machzeles, it only works because it broke on Shabbos. And where does he get it from? Because early we said, Matal Shenito, Machat Shenito Chuda, Ayuksa, it said that that is Muksa. And why? Because Adam Zreka Lebeinu Gritois. So, fact the Rashba, Lamaisa, the Machat's doing Me'im Malacha Rishayna. Because before it was Chazi to take out a kites, and it still could take out a kites. So, what's the pshat that the Machat is Muksa when the Chuda or the Uksa breaks? So the Rashi is mashma like this. Fishleim, if he wouldn't say is yisayid, will go like the other Rishayim. So we'll say yisayid. Any time the derech is to throw it out, like the Gemara said before, the mzarka lebein of grutais. So then, you don't have the din of shevet kelim. But now that we're saying, even though the derech is to throw it out, as long as it's doing me'ein malach to Rishayna, it's okay. So the machat's also doing me'ein malach to Rishayna, tain at the Rashba. The zog the Rashba, this yisayid is daf when it breaks on Shabbos. So it says to Zay, a kli breaks and it's not the derech to throw it out. So even if it breaks during the week, and kol shekein if it breaks on Shabbos, all you need is me'ein malacha. If a kli breaks and the derech is to throw it out, thus alein the derech is to throw it out will be muksa. But if you have two tnaim according to the Rashi, both me'ein malach the rishayna, and also it broke on Shabbos, then it'll be mutter. The machad is talking about it broke before Shabbos. And the Machzel is talking about it broke on Shabbos. Now that's pretty clear in the Shulchan Aruch, which really comes from the Ramban, the Chedush Ramban, the Magen Mishnah brought it down, because the Shulchan Aruch says that the Krumi Yishan Machzel is, if you threw it into the Ashba before Shabbos, it's Asav. Ice, in the case of Krumi Yishan Machzel is, even if it broke before Shabbos, it'll be Mutter. But the Rashba says no. The Rashba says the case of Krumi Yishan Machzel is that the Derech is to throw it out. If the Derech is to throw it out, as long as it broke before Shabbos, it's always Asav. And if it broke on Shabbos, then you need Me'im Malach to Rishayna. So the Dva also goes with this Yisayid, that when the Derech is to throw it out, you need Me'im Malach to Rishayna. But he says, but then it'll be Mutta even if it broke an Erev Shabbos. Aye, so how do you answer the Machat Shenitl Chuda? Why do you say it's Mutta? So it's Akhtar Dva, because that's not called Me'im Malach to Rishayna. They're arguing about the Machat. The Rashba says, since the Machat was right to take out a kites before, and it's still right to take out a kite, so it's right from Eim Lach to Rishayna. The Dva says, no. That's not the avoid of the Machat before to take out kitesim. So Mamela, it's not called Eim Lach to Rishayna. So forget it, it fits with the Yisayid. When all it could do is Me'ein Malacha, then you have a Svar of Adam, Zarek Lebein of Gretais, but if it could do Me'ein Malach to Rishayna, then you don't say the Svar. So come these three shittas. The Rashba holds, whatever the derech is to throw out, so you need two tanaim in order to be mutter, that it broke on Shabbos, and you could do Me'im Malach to Rishayna. The Ritva says that whenever the derech is to throw out, you only need one tanaim, you mean Me'im Malach to Rishayna. But Taisis, who says this Gemara is Lav Dafka, and the Gemara doesn't need Me'im Malach to Rishayna, Taisis doesn't know there's any chilik between Me'im Malach to Rishayna or not Me'im Malach to Rishayna. So it could be Taisis holds, if the derech is to throw out, it's always no good. Even if it's Me'im Malach to Rishayna. In this case, it's not the derech to throw out. Could be Taisus, as long as he could use it, even if the derech is to throw it out, it'll be mutter. It doesn't say clearly in the Paiskim when the derech is to throw out, it's aser. It says if you throw it out, it's aser. So how would you learn Machat Shenitl Chuda? Maybe he holds it's not called Reila Malacha, it's not a Chavshav Malacha. Falkapanim in Taisus, and in the Chedushim and Chasin Ran, there's no chilik between Me'im Malach to Rishayna and Me'im Malacha. They don't hold it as chilik. Not like the Rashi and Dvar, who both hold the chilik, but the Rashi holds only when it broke on Shabbos, and Dvar holds even when it broke before Shabbos. And the Maaseh, the Peskim, don't bring down such a chilik. And now let's go right up. The Gemara brings the next Braisa, Tanu Rabban and Shivri Tanu Yoshan. As a machlokes, if you have the shvarim of an old Tanur, so Rav Meir says it's Kekala Keim Talim Mechatz, it's Mutin Metaltim, you this is any Talim, and I'll be Metaltim. The Gemara wants to know what's the machlokes. Abaye said the machlokes is it's Eisim Ein Melachton. I mean, it's Eisen Me'in Malacha, you could do something with it, but not Me'in Malachta, not Me'in what you did before, not Me'in of a Tanner. And Me'el, it's the same Machlaikas. Tanakama doesn't need main malachton, just main malacha, and Rabbi Yehuda needs main malachton, exactly the same as the Mishnah. But that the Gemara was bothered, so why they talk about Shivrei Tanur? Because any Shivrei Kalim. So Maskana, Rav Ashi says that there's a special machlokes by Shivrei Tanur, because they have the machlokes if this is called main malachton or main malachar. Meilad v'rechad Rabbi Yehuda, even you hold you need main malachton, but the Shivrei Tanur is oisim aisei tafka, you can use it as a grill. So is that called main malach of the oven? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, an oven is a seker b'fnin, this is a seker b'chutz, the oven's mu'umid is not mu'umid. So Meil, this is the machlokes, is this called main malachton? Even though the Tanakam holds Yerim Me'im Malachton, but with Varev Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlokes if this is called Me'im Malachton. So this is Shtikl Diyuk we had before, machlokes Apeskim, which would seem to me a machlokes Rishenim, if the Pshan the Tanakam of the Mishnah is he doesn't hold of Neilid, or the Pshan the Tanakam of the Mishnah is he holds it's not Neilid, Me'im Malacha makes it not Neilid, this machlokes Vizichabi, the Lidvarecha machlokes Vizichabi if it's not Neilid. If the pshat is called Me'im Malachton, if it's not Neilid. Beis Me'im makes this diuk. So b'mashma, other machlokes also is Ka'ein said that Me'im Malach is good enough to me that it's b'chol not considered Neilid. But in the middle, Rava said a teretz b'shivei the high tanner kamiflagi. The argument, the shwarm of this tanner that what? That you have a tanner which is not mechuba l'karka. It's put al piyador al piyadus, and it's not masik m'mata v'nisik m'mala. It doesn't have that quality, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a din, a tanner has to be mechubal karka, or at least if it's in a bar and a dus, if it could work together with the karka, so then we call it mechubal karka. That's a criterion for tumas tanner. Hashem and the Rabbanan will know that you have tanner krayim yutats to tell you mechubal karka is teaching you even if it's mechubal karka is tamer. You would think that since it's mechubal karka, gufa the aradami, kamash mulan, that even though it's mechubal karka, it's still tamer. But not that you needed to mechubal the karka in order to become tummy. And Rav Ashi asked the kasha, that's the one arguing about the shivrei tanner. They should argue about the tanner itself. So that's where Rav Ashi didn't like this teretz. So mechalikish about the tanner itself. But the shaynim are bothered. Even if it's exerus the cost of the tanner is not mechabal tumma, that according to Abid is exerus the cost of you need that it should mechubal the karka to mechabal tumma, why would that affect tilchas muksa? You have kalim that aren't mechabal tumma that are still not muksa, like klei glolim, klei avonim, klei adama. You don't need Hilchas Kabbalah's Tumah for Muksa. Now before, the Gemara brought a discussion about it, Nafkuf Chav Gimel, Nabai is the Tumah, Shabbos Kramas, Tumah Klimai Sibinan, Shabbos Binu Chazi Binan. And then the Rava said, no, Midul Nye Tumah Lav Manu, Nye Shabbos Naimi Lav Manu. But even Rava, the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean it, Hashanim explained, I mean, it doesn't mean it across the board, because you see that by the Gomei Klimatchis, it's not Makabal Tumah, it's still not Muksa. So the pshat is, if it can't be makabal tumma, even if it miyachid, that makes it ois muksa, like that's what Tais explains. That the pshat is, if it becomes ois kli legabi tumma, that doesn't have a shame keli, the reason why it's not makabal tumma is because legabi tumma is considered that you can't use it, so the Shabbos also will be muksa. Mashiach, if it's exerus the cost of legabi tumma, what does that have to do with Shabbos? So Shem saying the Chanami could be, some Rishonim say, could be that's a Rav held, and that's part of Rav Ashi's Kasha. If you hold that way, so even the Tana Shalim should be Muksa. And Banner Rajba Mesa V'Knech, that the Pshat is that a Tanner, which is not Mechuba L'Karka, Tak is missing in the Teres Kli. It's not so functional. That's the side why it's not Mechaba Tumah. If it's Mechuba L'Karka, that's like the Gemara Malacha Shabbai. That's why it's not, that's where Rav held, that's why it's not Mekabal Tumah. But Eina Chanami, according to Rav Ashi, Itaka wouldn't be Muksa even though it's not Mekabal Tumah. The Ridvol Lake Sue, that Bemis and Rav Ashi is asking such a Basha to Kasha, why are we talking about Shivrei Tanur? Should we talk about the Tanur itself? That Rav held that Lagada the Tanur itself, since it's functional, Lamaisa won't be Muksa even though it's not Mekabal Tumah. But you want the Shvarim to retain the Shame Kli when the Chazilayim Malacha, so there, if it's a Chashiv a Kli, it's also Mekabal Tumah. So then it's a big Kli. So Kolchashiv a Kli, so even though it broke, and now you can't use it, but it's causing Me'im Malacha Rishayna, so Me'ila, it still retains the Shem Kli. Mashiach, and if it, originally it wasn't Mekabal Tumah, it's felt in the Teres Kli, so now the Shvarim Lakapanim won't be able to maintain the Shem Kli B'chlal. That's what Rav held. And the Rashel is not Mistar, but if you're going to say that Tumah has to do with muksa, so who within the town itself should be muksa because not makabal tumah? Elam, are you going to say that even though it's not makabal tumah, it's still a kli l'gavi Shabbos? So I was saying, Shmar Musa that way. Now, Behi and Yonah, right, according to the Rabbanan that say that the Yisai Nadavir Zerida says it has to be Mechubal Lekarka, the Rabbanan say it's Mechabal Tumma, even though it's Mechubal Lekarka. Normally, Mechubal Lekarka is not Mechabal Tumma. So, Ben Mesinei Shlachkar, the Xeris Akosta by Tana Vekirayim, the Mechabal Lekarka, it's still Mechabal Tumma, is a pshat that it's Xeris Akosta that by a Tanner it's a different thing. By a Tanner, even though it's Mechubal Lekarka, it's still Mechabal Tumma. Or do you say that no? That by a Tanner, the Chibul Karka doesn't give it a Din Karka. That means in the Ritva's Lashon over here is that the Chiddush HaGemara is Afal Pi Shumachus and Netitza Loi Batalag of Arev Vadayin Kliu Lekabal Tumma. That it's not called Mechubul Karka. That means as they state in Taisus and Bava Basher Daf Samachay, where there the Gemara is discussing if you're selling a house and you say that you include the things that are in it, that are metaltalim. So the question is, if you're including the Tana and Kirayim, and Taisa says, even if the Tana is mechuber, but it has a din of metaltalim, because you see, legabe tumah, it's mekabel tumah. Taisa says it doesn't have a din of mechuber. So Taisa shtelts to the dine tumah to the din mechira of the house. Taisa says he holds the yisayda davar is that it's not considered mechuber lekarka. Shang in the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in Kalim Perakei Mishni and Aleph is mash meklar that it is mechuber lekarka. It's just, that's the din, that a tanner is mekabel tumah, even though it is mechubal karka. It is called karka, but still mekabel tumah. As well, the chari is mashing their ban al haterim on this pasuk of tanner v'kirayim. You see, there's a gewaldig yisayid, v'shteid in kama achreinim, the zech yitzuk of Itzel Panovich, it says in Simen Samach and Simen Ayin Zayin Ois Tes, the Mikdash David says it, at the end of Tyrus, he has a kunchus v'nyanei Tyrus, at the end of Ishtikl and Tyrus, it's in Simen Beis in that kunchus. And the Chazanish says it in Kalim, Simon Zayin, Ozayin, that it's not the pshat that a Tanner is a Kli Cheres, since Mekabel Tumah Midin Kli Cheres. Now there's a Naya Din of Tumas Tanner. It's a whole different category. It's a Naya Din of Tumas Tanner. The Rambam is mashed away. They all bring the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Din Tanner and the Din Kli Cheres is Tumasim Shavah. It has the same Dinim. But it's a Naya Din of Tumas Tanner, Naya Geder. So Mela, it's still better to say, you don't have a raya that it's not called Mechubal Lekarka. You know, it was bringing from the Ritva and from Taisus that they're learning it's not called Mechubal Lekarka. But if you hold, there's a Naya Din Tumas Tana, so the Din Tumas Tana was set on Karka. There's no afkoh of Karka. Karka is from Tumas Kalim. Tumas Tana is a different din. Tumas Tana is Gezat Gevaran and Karka. Bechonan and Kaivachur makes it our Taisus. Taisus wants to shtel too that it's not called Mechubal Lekarka because you see it's Mekabal Tumah. So Rabbi Chanan asks his kasha, Rabbi Chanan says, it's an ayin din tumas tana, mechateisim. So Mela, I'm going to say, the Rambam shims l'shitas, if you're dying from the Rambam, that's an ayin din tumas tana, so that's what the Rambam holds, it's not the pshat, it's not mechubal karka. The pshat is, it's mechubal karka. But still mechabal tumah, that's a din of tumas tana, karka is not mufka from tumas tana. Now, Shangin, if you're all like Taisus, like the Ritva, that the pshat is that the Xeris Akasiv, it doesn't apply to karka, then it's more mustarbit to learn that it's a din tumas kalim, din tumas klicharis. Just Tana has different dinim, different chedushim by Tana, but the etzim tum is the same tum as klicharis.